Hello everyone, Delbert here again, just deciding to step out of the office today. Today my office was at CMU, so I was just really staying where the internet's good. I can get a lot of work done and have the ability to upload what I need to upload to build stuff. So before I get into things, I just I'm getting really excited about this offer creation I've been kind of generating over the last 3 weeks. It's pretty amazing. I think it really is going to give us the possibility to further our relationships if I don't fall on the ice. Holy moly, it's slick. Step over here, maybe. And sorry about falling on my butt. But really develop relationships by offering not only education, the ability to further, you know, your own relationships, but also our relationship with you. And so be expecting some more on that in the next week or so, I would think. So pretty excited about that. One thing about this weather, isn't this crazy weather? I mean, we started the summer, the winter, thinking that we weren't going to have, I was thinking anyways, that we weren't going to have anything for a winter. We got all the way into, second week of January or so before we even got any snow. The lakes were anything but frozen over. I thought the lakes probably would never freeze. but we had quite a cold snap. And even though the weather still seems to fluctuate between cold and not so cold for February, here we are. Seasons are good, especially for the farm, especially for people's lives. I think being able to rest, have a season of rest, have a season of build up, have a full on, you know, work your butt off season, and then a season of slowdown, and then a season of rest. I think that's quite a nice way to live. That's how I try to live as a farmer. So we don't raise animals outside, or not the ones that are tropical like chickens. Something I wanted to kind of talk about today was the idea of family. And, you know, like I said in prior videos, I have a, you know, disconnected family kind of, or I did, I should say. And what's amazing, when I think about it, is that I had family in Colorado on my mom's side, and then I had family on my dad's side. And, you know, and I met my wife, Crystal, in Colorado, convinced her to move here. And then what happened over time, I think, in part, you know, or in full because of the farm, all my Colorado family ended up moving back to Michigan, or moving to Michigan for the first time. I have three brothers, and my brother Brandon, my brother Davis, and my brother Cameron, and all three have moved to Michigan and back around the farm. My mom, who lived, 23 years in Colorado, moved back to Michigan, right here in Mount Pleasant. Actually, all my brothers live in and around Mount Pleasant as well. My in-laws, who have never lived in anywhere but Colorado, Crystal's parents, they've moved here from Colorado, and they've been here 2.5 years. And, you know, really, if you think about it, that's amazing. you know, I can't take all the credit. I have three wonderful children, Reese and Dietrich. They are 4, and my daughter Charlotte is 2. And, you know, I know that was a big pull for the grandparents, my mom and my in-laws, Doug and Jennifer. But it's also amazing, too, that, you know, the farm has kind of, as a catalyst, been able to bring all these people together around, you know, a single idea or enterprise. And that's exciting. And I want to be able to share that with everyone else who probably doesn't experience that. You know, I can almost guarantee no one experiences that very often anyways. So, you know, I'm just really excited to be able to share that. It's been tough these last couple years, as I've probably alluded to many times. But it is an exciting time to be able to start opening up, start doing these videos, and kind of sharing with you how things are developing and how things have worked in the past. And I'm really excited, you know. And I wanted to say one more thing, and that is, you know, we make a point to have a family meal. Me, Crystal, Doug and Jennifer, Reese, Dietrich and Charlotte, so my kids and the grandparents. We have a family meal every night. Most nights, almost all nights, just us having conversations and enjoying the kids and hearing about everyone's day. And I think that is even more meaningful when the food you eat has meaning too and has value. So as you know, our food is definitely on the high end of the value food chain. And we enjoy it, and our family relationships have improved because of it. So I wanted to thank you for staying tuned in this journey. Look, like I said, keep pay attention here in the next week or so. I'm going to be running a new kind of product bunch idea, and it's going to be a combination of not only food but ways to cook it, and, you know, some education on what to watch out for regarding food labels. Just really pretty exciting stuff. And so stay tuned, have a safe weekend, and I will talk to you soon.